BBC News at 7 o'clock. This is James Kelly. The Chief Constable of Northern Ireland's Police Service is being taken to court over claims he obstructed investigations into allegations against the police in 60 murders. Northern Ireland's Police Ombudsman is trying to force the Chief Constable to hand over sensitive intelligence material. The PSNI says it's seeking a solution with the Ombudsman. A health official who warned of widespread abuse at a special school for boys has told BBC News he believes the report he wrote highlighting problems was suppressed. Phil Shepherd visited Knoll View School in Rochdale in 1991. What he saw prompted him to write that if parents knew what was happening, they would be horrified. The school closed in 1995, but a new police investigation is underway into allegations of a cover-up. Martin Deegan, who is a teacher at Knoll View, believes the reports were ignored.
A complete fabrication of the truth, a complete cover-up by Rochdale Council. Not one parent has seen a report. Not one of the children has seen a report.
Do you think the children at that school, Knoll View, have had justice yet?
No, not by no means.
Rochdale Council says it can't comment until a separate independent inquiry into whether the authority could have done more finishes its work. Syrians are voting in their presidential election as fighting rages in many parts of the country. Voting hours have been extended, but ballots are only being cast in government-controlled areas. President Bashar al-Assad is expected to win easily. The Conservative chair of the Commons Defence Committee, Rory Stewart, says the West must pressure Syria's neighbours.
Iran is in some ways reforming. It's becoming much more reasonable. Really, I feel the route to Damascus lies through Iran. We have to get ourselves into a position with the Iranian government where they're going to play ball and work with us to find a political settlement.
One of Britain's biggest mortgage lenders, the Nationwide, says house prices rose by more than 11% during the past year, leaving the average cost of a house at just over £186,500. Mark Garnier, who's a Conservative member of the Treasury Select Committee, says it leaves people vulnerable to interest rate rises.
The cost of financing your mortgage will go up. Mm. And the big question we have to look at as policymakers is the average British household resilient enough to be able to deal with it? We know that the poorer British households probably won't be resilient enough to be able to deal with it.
A woman from Blackpool has died after falling 30 feet over a wall on the Spanish island of Menorca. 30-year-old Kay Flitcroft was on holiday with her husband in the resort of Cala en Porta when the fall happened. The police are investigating. And the weather: cloud will increase in the south with rain in southern and central England. It'll be mainly dry in the north and west. And that's the BBC News at 7:03 on Next at 8:00.